faint.
Yeah, you're sneaking calisthenics into my pull-ups.
Yeah, right? Fuck that. How dare you try to make me better?
How dare you, sir?
You all right there, Mike?
Yep.
All right.
I'm going to not do the headphones because...
You're fine.
And it sounded okay, I thought.
Yeah, you
don't need the headphones. It doesn't affect the recording of the show. It just affects whether you can hear or not.
Yeah.
All right, Mike.
Check.
You're good. Melissa.
Check.
You're good. Me, I'm always good.
Modest, Mike, too.
Is your headphones?
Yeah, right. I'm good.
I didn't. There we go. She can't hear it. Ah, yeah.
What did
hear
you do?
It. I played a rim shot, but I'm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Maybe. Damn it. We'll see how it goes. Oh, there's like all kinds of sound.
There is.
Yeah.
We're fancy.
We is. All right. Y'all's ready?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Buckhorn Podcast. I'm Martel, and with me always is Mike and Melissa at the Match.
Hey guys.
Hi.
Good morning.
Melissa's becoming a regular.
Afternoon.
It's afternoons.
Damn it.
It's been fun.
It's always a good time with Melissa on.
But I know I have to get anything productive done before this podcast, because after this podcast, who knows how much productivity is going to happen.
Go home, fall asleep on the floor.
Yeah.
That's about what happens.
And then the kids draw dicks on my face with Sharpies.
I need photographic evidence of that. Liz.
They're not doing that.
Darn it.
But I do fall asleep on the floor sometimes, especially if we do whiskey and then beer. It just kind of...
Lessons learned.
I'm out. I remember getting home, and then I just kind of black out.
Nice. So right? Safe.
So safe. But anyway.
Nothing to see here.
It's fine. I learned to drive like this. This is how I took my test. It's a requirement in Jefferson County.
Same in Buffalo.
Yeah. You have to be drunk to get your driver's license.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so Mike made a cocktail.
So it's a marmalade old-fashioned. I have a buddy at work, Paul, who made some Sky Valley orange marmalade. And so it's just a bar spoon of marmalade, half a bottle of grapefruit bitters.
Half a bottle. Yes.
There
was an incident where the stopper came off, so... This is just...
That's over there, though. Yeah. Like, that's not...
Yeah, no.
That's a lot of bitters.
There that's it is. A lot of bitters.
That's a lot of bitters.
Like three fingers of bitters.
Yeah. And a little bit of marmalade. Mike's going to chug that later.
Yeah. Three dashes of Angostura bitters, and then about an ounce and a half of bourbon. So... Wow.
It's fancy because it's got that orange in there, too.
It smells heavenly.
Yeah, it smells good.
Oh, that does smell good.
I used a little bit of cherry juice, too. Ooh.
It smells like dessert.
Goddamn, that's good. I'm not big on marmalade on toast, mm-hmm. but...
Oh, that tastes like dessert.
Mm-hmm. That's crushable.
Mm-hmm.
That's super dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty damn good.
And it's really good for this time of year, too, where it's like not quite spring, but it's trying. And so it's still got that depth of winter, but with the hint, that marmalade with the hint of spring. I like it.
It needs... To just be spring at this point.
Agreed.
I need those 70 degrees.
Yep.
Like days back. I got shit that I need to do that I want to do outside. Like clean my garage out. And I will not do that unless it's...
The last couple days have been brutal. Yesterday was...
And you like cold weather.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the most I've complained about cold weather. It might have something to do with me losing 30 pounds, but...
It may.
And you're getting older.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's like the trend. As you get older, you hate the cold.
Yeah.
But, no, I've always hated the cold.
I mean, same for me too. But like Mr. Buffalo, New York, like anytime I talk about, you know, bitching about the cold, he's like,
yesterday when I went to work at 7 o'clock, it wasn't too bad. And by like 9, 10 o'clock, it was freezing
because
all the cloud cover went away and it was windy.
That's the other thing. So Liz and I were talking about that the other day. The wind over the last 5 years has just gotten
worse. Yep.
Now, I don't remember it being super windy prior to 5 years ago, like the way it is now.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's just like, holy shit, the wind is nonstop. It's like we're in a valley.
Yeah. We are. We're in the Ohio Valley.
Well, yes. But.
Come on, NBC4 and the Fear Team.
Come on. But it is.
Channel 4 Fear Team.
Just constant, like
it was biting yesterday.
Yeah,
it was brutal.
Well, and so Liz and I, and we'll get into what you guys did too, but so Liz and I yesterday went to the Tim McGraw concert.
Oh, fun.
At Nationwide. And so Liz works for Nationwide, and we have parking down there. So we parked in her garage, and then we walked to the Pearl. I didn't realize the Pearl was, like, basically the beginning of Short North.
Yeah.
Because I never go downtown.
We were on the Short North last night, too.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, shit.
I know.
We could have went to the Pearl together.
We totally could have.
Damn it. So we went to the Pearl, and they have it's called Bacon, Bourbon, and Beautiful. It is their cocktail.
Okay.
That they have. It's larceny with a bacon fat wash with what they call grapefruit shrub.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what the fuck that is. So grapefruit shrub and then some other like simple syrup and a bitters. Holy fuck, was it good.
So you
and
like
candied bacon.
Like you just, that was Mike's love language.
Yeah.
Everything that you just said.
I know.
Yep.
Well, that's why I looked at it. So I also sent a message to dude Brett and Tyler because they're always going on about the Pearl. And I'm like, hey, what should I get here? Like, what drink should I get? And I never got a response.
Damn it.
So I just ordered that. We got to the arena, and they all responded at the same time with the same thing.
And was it the drink that you had?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm like, well, that's what I got.
Yeah.
Plus, I got deviled eggs. Like, Liz and I got, we did small plate. So we got deviled eggs, which we love deviled eggs. We got tater tots, which they're tater tots. Have you been to the Pearl?
I haven't. I don't think we have.
I don't think so.
Their fucking tater tots are amazing.
But like, if they're tater tots, we're getting them.
But it's not just, it's not tater tots like hash browns condensed into a cylinder. They're square.
Oh.
It's actually like mashed potatoes with like a light deep fry.
Mm. Okay.
Crispy edge, like a pillow.
Yes,
that's how it was described to me.
You pulled it up?
What? The Pearl? No, I pulled up what a shrub is.
Oh, okay. So it's like a pillow, and that's how the guy described it to the couple next to us, or the people that were next to us. And I'm like, we're getting the tater tots. She's like, I'm surprised you didn't get the fried pickles. I'm like, he just described this shit as like a fluffy pillow. I'm in.
Yeah.
Because a nap sounds great right now. She's like, you're so fucking old. I'm like, I know. And then we got the their grilled cheese sandwich, and we split the grilled cheese.
Okay.
Because we figured, so not to be hoity-toity, but we had sweet seats. So we were in a owner's box.
That's fun.
It is. It is. They had food there. They had wings. The wings were surprisingly good. Like I had low expectations for
buffet wings.
For buffet wings. They were surprisingly good. They had Jet's Pizza. I didn't try a slider or a hot dog or their chicken tenders, but everything else was fantastic.
Fridge full of beers.
No.
No?
No?
No. Well, we won't get into that.
Okay.
Wah, wah.
If you wanted to, well, we will get into that. So no, my company does not supply alcohol unless it's VPs or and guests. That's their policy.
Okay.
Fine and dandy. You have to go buy your own alcohol. You can bring it up.
But they provided snacks.
They do provide
and good
and
food.
And a private bathroom.
And the private bathroom. And that it's... It's really the only way to see a sporting event or something along those lines.
Concur.
For a concert, you are completely disconnected.
Oh.
Huh.
You don't feel like you're at the concert.
Because you're not amongst the people.
With everybody.
I mean, yeah. I feel like I would like that.
I like
you. You could go in the back and just read a book.
I have actually done that at a concert.
Yeah.
Hashtag Tool.
What? Oh, how dare you.
I'm sorry, but Tool is not a band for women. It is not. Matter of fact, we went to the Tool concert. Okay. And
we saw every stereotype of male.
It was the male stereotype grab bag. It really was. But I went to the bathroom. And normally, any event at all, any event at all, the line to the ladies' room is ridiculous. I walked into that bathroom, saw one other woman, and we were like, oh my God, I thought I was the only woman here. And like literally almost gave each other hugs because we were so excited to see another female.
We're friends now. Can we exchange numbers and hang out?
I know, right? Like, are we going to go back in there? I guess we are. Yeah. Whereas the men's room was like down the hall. I was like, yep, that is.
This is a weird reversal.
So how dare you though, Tool. So,
but
the other problem is I We did the talk about ADHD and OCDs and everything else. I forgot to mention part of my other one is I hate loud noises. Drive me nuts. Mm-hmm. Loud noise for just the sake of loud noise. Like
you think it's
for
just
no
the
reason.
Stimulation?
Yeah, like I get I can't focus and pay attention. Like when the kids are running around the house, it's like, why are you screaming? Well, I'm being chased by the dog. That doesn't mean you need to scream. You're fine. You don't need to scream. Just run.
Yeah.
It's fine. So, and when I go to concerts, it's that. It's mm-hmm. it's overstimulating. While sitting in the suite, you're at speaker level. Mm-hmm. Literally, the speakers are 40, 50, 100 feet out in front of you, and you're directly in their path of sound. It hits the back wall and comes back at you. Mm. So I could hear it reverberating off the back wall. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. Like I'll just tune it out. Then I got fixated on where the photographers were. Being a photographer, I'm like, this would be an awesome fucking job. So then I started watching where the photographers were during the entire concert. And I'm pointing them out to Liz. I'm like, hey, the photographer's right there. She's like,
great, thanks.
I'm like, look at that guy on the stage. There's a photographer on the stage.
She's like, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
During Carly Pierce's performance, the photographers were not. I'm like, where's the photographers at? She's like, are you shitting me right now? I'm like, well, I said, that guy right there, he was outside when we were in line. That guy. She goes, how is the, you know where all the fucking photographers are? I'm like, I don't know.
Hyperfixation?
I'm like, I just know where they are. Like, I'm looking for him. Well, yeah. The one guy was bald. He stood out like a fucking sore thumb. So, and the other guy had on a backwards hat. He looked like Paul Geigel.
We love bald guys in this house, though.
So, I was just like, he's right there. Okay. So, but it was a good time. Like, we had a really good time. We're going back, so we'll be back down there for Bert Kreischer. So Liz got me tickets for Christmas. I can't wait. So while we were there, I was like, where are we sitting at? Where are we sitting at? So we're sitting at the back side of the arena in the first level, about halfway up. So we're further back.
But
so,
right in front of you.
But right, I mean, way further back.
I don't mind those seats at all.
I don't mind that at all. The parking situation, though, because Liz works for Nationwide, and we have parking passes down there. We just get in and out. I have never been in and out of downtown faster than we were last night. Less than 10 minutes.
Oh, that's amazing.
After an event.
And like, you know you're an adult when.
Yeah, when that's...
Those are the things that you
that's
remember.
What you're excited
you're
about.
Like, but the parking.
But the parking was just... So I told Liz, I'm like, you can never... I told her years ago, I'm like, you can never, ever, ever leave Nationwide. She goes, well, we don't use it that often. I'm like, but when we do, it is clutch.
Money.
Is perfect. So, what'd you guys do?
What did we do this week?
Yesterday.
Last night? Oh, last night we had a therapy session and then we went to dinner.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Was it like Primal Scream therapy?
No. Sort of. No, and then we went to Rue, which is like elevated Indian food.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was so fucking good. I sent you the cocktail that I had. It was a fat wash bourbon, but it was coconut oil.
Yeah.
It was one of the best smelling drinks I've ever had. And then it was made with their house bitters, maple and coffee and bourbon and fat wash bourbon. And it was fucking delicious.
That sounds amazing.
Like I have never nursed a drink at a business before. Like I nursed that drink. Like she was like, are you done with this? I'm like, no, there's a little left. She's like, sorry.
Yep. Don't touch
apologies.
That.
Apologies.
Yeah.
We're going to let that ice melt down just a little bit more so I can squeeze every little drop out of it.
That was exactly what it was. It was fucking phenomenal. And all last night, I'm like, what am I going to... something in here. I'm going to fat wash.
Fat washing makers.
Yeah.
Is really good. I've done that.
Yeah. So
I also have bacon fat at home, just vats of it, like a jar if we need to...
I fat washed vodka for my father-in-law years ago to use to make Bloody Marys.
Yeah.
So, you know, bacon Bloody Marys.
Oh, that'd be good too. You had wine, didn't you?
I totally had wine.
See?
Yep.
I know.
I had wine.
I know.
But it was so damn good.
Oh, Liz is down for doing a Cooper's Hawk night too.
Oh, yes. Well, that has to happen.
She said, she goes, well, we might as well just make it one of the days where we can just go up and do a tasting and then grab lunch or dinner.
That
or whatever.
Would be so
like,
fun.
Yeah.
I'm all in for that.
Oh, I'll do this too. So I forgot to mention.
That's a good way to clear out the glass.
Yeah, it is. So I forgot to mention the prices of alcohol at Nationwide Arena.
Where Labatt Blue is like
$14.
So I made a mistake of not sneaking alcohol in. I'm going to put that out there right now.
They check your bags, though, so...
Who said anything about checking bags? I'm taping a glass flask to the inside of my thigh under my nutsack.
Good for you.
I am... But Liz went in with, like, a little purse, and he's just like, oh, cool. I'm taking a glass flask, and I have glass flasks with plastic lids. That shit is going up my ass. It's going under my nuts. It's going somewhere, and it's going with me. It's actually...
I would like to hear explicit details of the retrieval process for that at a concert.
I'll just reach down my pants. oh, it's gone.
This smells yeasty.
It's fine. It'll be fine. Schmegma.
Yeah.
It smells cheesy.
Fumanda cheese. But
Bali.
Like India?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God! Like
Bollywood.
I was I'll
say
it. Damn it!
I'll say it.
Like I'm not gonna say it.
I'm not afraid.
Mike just saw it, snatched it out of the air. We're gonna say it.
Oh, that is fantastic.
Yeah.
Oh, that mixes so well. So, Liz, we go because we're at the suite level. We go down the hall, and there's a little bar there, and it's like $17 for a glass of wine. I'm like, okay, that's not terrible. Like. It's not great wine.
For Sutter Home, it's terrible.
Yeah, right.
Right. But, but what was the wine?
It wasn't Sutter Home. It was, I don't know, it was probably like a $12 bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So $17 for the glass. I'm like, okay, whatever. They gave her a cup slightly larger than these glasses. Like, yay big plastic cup. And that bitch fucking filled it up.
All right.
Oh, go, okay.
Okay.
I'm like, I looked at that and I went, oh, okay.
I'll have a wine also.
No. I said, oh, well, whiskey. A single pour is $17, a double pour is $33. Sorry. I'll take a double pour of whiskey. She goes, you want it on ice? I'm like, no, just give it to me neat. And she goes, boop, boop. I had a single pour of whiskey for $33 fucking dollars. When it was all said and done after I left a 10% tip, because I was pissed at that point, it was $60 fucking dollars. I turned around, I went, this, what we got, literally was a bottle of whiskey.
Mm. Yeah.
I nursed that
and a half.
Shit. Yes. I nursed that shit. For 3 hours.
Yeah.
I kept putting ice in it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I take little sips, and Liz is like, so how's that $33 glass of fucking whiskey? And I'm like, God, shut the... I should have went downstairs.
That's two beers.
I should have went downstairs and got... I would have got more bang for my buck. They had 16-ounce bottles or cans of Columbus Brewing Brody for $16.
Yeah.
I would have. That would have been more bang for my buck to get two of those... At what 9.5%?
Yep.
Over, I'm like, I'm sneaking.
Lessons were learned.
I'm sneaking a fucking flask into this place.
Yep.
Like, there's not a chance. And the flask I have is the Jefferson's flask that I put the Jacobs, wherever it decided it disappeared. It was on the bar. Yeah, the little Jefferson flask. That's the glass flask that I have.
Yep.
So I'm gonna use one of those. I'm gonna fill that fucker up.
Get some Diet Coke. Ginger ale.
Can I get
straight?
Can I get a bag of or a bottle?
Can I get a bag of ice and a cup,
please?
There you go.
Just give me the cup and the ice. I like to make my own ice water.
I just get the water from the from the bathroom sinks. It's fine.
I'm into tap water, so I'm just like I'm sneaking that shit in, and I will fucking drink that shit. And I was. So fucking irritated with that last night.
I did.
But I didn't pay for tickets. So I looked at it as...
You didn't have to pay for parking.
I didn't have to pay for parking. I didn't have to pay for tickets.
You got snacks.
I got free... You know, I had some wings. They were really good. I had some Cold Jets pizza. It was... I don't like cold
Jets pizza.
It was Cold Jets pizza. But it was all around a good experience, other than the $60-some dollars. So, anyway... The ginger ale with this is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. I did like, so like I just stuck with the red wine last night and it was a good cab sauv. But what I did like is that they had three different options for the size of your glass. And that's first time I've seen that. It was like a 6 ounce pour, a 9 ounce pour, and a 14 ounce pour for different price points. Yeah, and I was like,
48 ounce pour. Right?
Or you could buy the bottle.
Drink straight from the bottle.
I did do a 9 ounce pour and it was delightful.
What was it?
It was a California cab set. Oh, okay. I don't know.
It's like a 2018.
Yeah, it was. It was like a 2018, 2019. So yeah. Yep, right around there. And it was fine. I like cab set.
That was delicious.
It was was really good.
And the orange is good too, isn't it?
The orange.
I love the oranges.
Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
One of Harley's friends was over. And now that we live in a neighborhood, Harley can kind of roam the neighborhood, and there's friends that she can hang out with in the neighborhood, which I absolutely love. Like, that's like one of the best things right now about moving is I wasn't big on neighborhoods because most neighborhoods are, I mean, if they're not an older neighborhood, the houses are on top of each other. This neighborhood, everybody has an acre and a half at least, and we're not on top of each other. So she was, her friend was over, and I was making an old fashioned, and I got Trader Joe oranges, and Harley's like, "Oh, you have to try one of these," and Riley's like, "Those are cocktail oranges. I can't have one." And I handed Harley's like, "Oh no!" She goes, "They're just dry sugar oranges. That's all they are. They're fine." I gave her one, and Riley eats it, and she goes, "That's really good." She goes, "I'm gonna have to tell my dad about these because he has a whole cabinet." His cabinet, it's just one side on the kitchen is just full of whiskey. And I went, "Come here." We walk out into the den, and I said, "Like this?" And she goes, "Oh, this is more than what my dad has." And then I walked over to we have a wet bar in the middle of our dining room. Uh-huh. And I opened up the cabinet in the wet bar, and she goes, "You guys have a lot of alcohol." And I went, "Don't judge, Riley." She goes, "My dad's always making mixed cocktails. You and him should be friends." I'm like, "I know your dad. We're going to hang out."
Yeah.
And Martel was instantly smug.
I was just like, "Yeah.
Yeah.
We're hanging out."
Yeah.
I said, "Oh." She goes, and then.
He has a lot, huh?
Yeah. And, well, I don't have as much as I used to. I need to buy more.
Why don't you step out to my bar?
Why don't you come out here? And she said, then she asked about the basement because Harley took her down to the basement, I don't know, a while ago. And I said, "Oh," I said, "the basement? I said, the one room in the basement? I said, that's solely for alcohol." And she goes, "You're buying more?"
Listen, Judgy McJudgerton.
I'm like, "It's so your dad can come over and we can have cocktails." And she goes, "That'll be fun." 11-year-olds are great.
11 is a great age.
It's a fun age.
It is. They are a hot mess. Where's the picture at?
Wait till we start talking about the 18-year-olds going on 19.
Ugh. I feel like that varies. Lexi is clean. Her room is immaculate. She's 16. Her room's immaculate. Everything's in place, and she knows if something is out of place.
Yeah.
Lucky.
She's going to be the kid who goes to college, knows exactly what she wants to do, graduates in 4 years, and goes on with her life. That is not going to be our story with our kids.
No.
And it's fine.
This is minor.
This
is nothing compared to what it usually is. But I come home the other day because I got a text message that, "Hey, Dad, I'm heading out," because I wasn't home. And yes, I leave my 11-year-old at home by herself.
Oh, she's fine. She's 11.
That's fine.
I know, but some people
babysitting.
Throw a fucking fit. And I'm like,
she's 11. She's babysitting. She should be babysitting other kids while their parents are gone.
Yeah, that doesn't happen today.
Rarely.
I mean, I was babysitting other people's kids when I was 9, but I am a Gen Xer.
Yeah, I was about to say Gen Xer. Then. Yeah, it's
completely different.
Right. Here's the key: be home by dark.
Right,
your mom and I might not be home.
100%.
Well, that's the other thing. We let Harley stayed home by herself. This is the first time she's been home for 7.5 hours by herself. We left it
again. We're unshooketh because
Gen X. Oh, no, you should be.
Yeah, there are people out there who are going.
They're they're grasping their clutches. They're
clutching their pearls.
Clutching their pearls.
What?
This is our living room. She's like, "I'm going to build a fort." This is an hour before I left. I'm like, "Okay, that's fine." She didn't do it before I left. I come home. I'm like, I grab a photo, and you guys won't see this, but there's pillow cushions and shit all over the place. I come home. I'm like, "Really, Harley?
Right,
I've been gone for an hour. This is what I come back to." She goes, "Yeah, what's the problem?"
But first off, that's not a fort.
Yeah.
No, that's what I said. I said, "Where's the fort?"
That's more.
Where's the blanket?
That's more the floor is lava.
Kind of, yeah. Right. She went with floor is lava.
Yeah. Yeah. That's amazing.
I was just like, she's a trip, though. Lexi's very soft-spoken, and Harley is very, "Fuck you."
Well, our kids, so like everyone in our house except for me has ADHD, and so their bedrooms reflect that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we do not take pictures of the bedrooms.
I took that too. I took that photo on Friday and said, this room has to be cleaned before you make any plans this afternoon. She got home. I'm like, you see my text message? She's like, no, my phone's on do not disturb. She goes, so I don't look at it. I'm like, you're on the bus.
Yeah.
It's on do not disturb.
Oh my gosh. Well.
Son of a.
All right. Well, that was good. What's up next?
All right. So.
That was good.
We have options.
Unopened, can't get in Ohio bottles.
Oh. Well, can't get any longer. The one we can get in Ohio.
But just not.
This particular run is done. Or could never get in Ohio. Distillery only option. Still fantastic, but finished in wine barrels.
Are we doing both this episode?
We don't have to.
I mean, I'm just here for the booze.
Well, right. We're all here for the booze.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
and the camaraderie and the discussions.
Yeah, the booze. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you said.
Let's do the booze.
Yeah, I don't care what we do.
Well, do we want to do another show after this one? Let's plan a show while we're doing a show.
I don't care.
Well, let's do the bookers then, because I have a couple wine-aged ones that we can contrast.
Ooh, I like that plan. Okay.
This is Booker's. This is Charlie's batch. So it's from its first quarter, 2023. So Booker's is released quarterly. Booker's is always over 120 proof.
Okay.
This one just happens to be 126.6. It is 7 years, 1 month, and 8 days.
Okay.
They know down to the day when it was barreled, and they track all that shit. When I was on a tour at Jim Beam, I tried Booker's White Dog, just their straight off
their
the still.
Their moonshine, basically.
Their moonshine. They need to bottle that.
There's plenty of places that bottle their White Lightning, and it just, some of them is, nope.
No. And some places shouldn't. Like, I haven't had...
I feel like Buffalo Trace does.
Buffalo Trace does. I haven't had theirs. I can't remember who it was I had that I was just like, yeah, don't produce this anymore. Like, put this
save it for the good stuff. Age it for a while.
What you do in your barrel is fantastic. Don't put this out in the wild for people to buy, because if they're basing it off of your rate off of the still. It's not good.
Well, I mean, I'm excited because there was an appropriate level of pretension with knowing how to the exact day how old this shit is. Oh, that was nice.
That was a good pop.
I may have to change the bottle pop at the beginning
of
the show.
That's a good
ASMR.
Pop.
It's fine.
That was really good.
Okay, so
That's what she said.
They actually put it on the label right there.
No, I see that. Okay. I see that. And also, like I said, it's all about the pretension when we're talking about brown liquors. I know.
Yes. Well, this is also what the bourbon hunters would consider a hymen pour or the neck pour.
Yeah.
Yeah, hymen means something different to women. Just saying.
Well, it's breaking the hymen.
Okay. All right.
So it's the first time.
Okay. And so it is. That is the connection. That is why they call it the hymen pour. Okay, yes. Cool. All right. All right. Just, giving attention
to
the ladies.
It's the first time for the bottle.
Okay.
So with this, and I don't have the notes pulled up, it's going to be fucking fantastic, but it's also going to be like super heavy on the ethanol, like on the nose.
Okay.
You're going to smell the alcohol because it's a higher proof.
Ooh, yeah, that alcohol right there. Wow. Yeah.
There's your sinus cleanser.
Right?
Yeah. It's going to be real heavy on the ethanol.
Like for those of us who are congested after a hardcore run this morning.
You're not congested anymore.
Nope.
But brown sugar, baking spice, a little bit of toffee.
Yeah.
Maybe a hint of, it's all sugary shit. Like a hint of butterscotch and vanilla.
I'm going to move I feel like I keep getting orange, but I'm wondering if it's just remnants from that. Like maybe let me.
Yeah, definitely caramel.
I'm going to get some water in because I think I'm smelling orange.
And the caramel may be what I said is kind of butterscotchy, but it's all sugary, confectionery stuff.
I get a little
spice, too. I get a little bit of baking spice.
Oak or...
But I mean, it's a 7 year. I said 7 year, right? Yeah, 7 year. So you're gonna get a little oakiness on it.
The ethanol is strong though. Like,
but
that
the
is...
ethanol is like it needs to kind of sit. Like, this bottle needs to sit. I've got another open bottle. My plan wasn't to open this bottle until I would finish the other bottle, but I was a little excited about this bottle. I heard really good things about this bottle. And each batch is different. So they're never the same. That's part of the reason why, like, they do it quarterly. Once they're done, they don't do them again. And they've been doing them for years.
And this is Maker's Mark?
This is Jim Beam.
Jim Beam. Okay.
Yeah, this is Freddie Booker.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Fred Minnick.
Like, I know who Freddie Mercury is.
Not Freddie Booker.
Fred Minnick.
Booker B. No.
Oh, okay. Booker B. No.
I don't know who you're talking about.
He was one of the founders of Jim Beam.
Cool. Good for him.
The first sip is real tasty.
Oh, what?
Very creamy.
I did not expect that.
It's got like it's very viscous.
It's very alcohol.
And it ends with a real heavy alcohol burn.
Yeah, sorry about your asthma attack. It's fine.
Don't inhale. But this is...
That's right. It's fine. You can drink it. Just don't inhale.
Just
as
don't
with
inhale.
Other things.
Yeah. Bill Clinton. I did.
I was... Yep. I mean, I smoked it, but I didn't inhale. It's fine.
But yeah, it's... The first sip is just off the charts. Super sweet.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fruit.
Sweet corn.
It's 75% corn, so...
Yeah, you're gonna get a little bit of sweet corn, sweet fruits.
Like cream corn.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm seriously, though, and I don't know if it's just because I was having asthma issues earlier today, or if it's just that ethanol is just so heavy, like I keep coughing.
It's so heavy. It's very heavy. Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Like cinnamon stick.
It's got a good viscosity, too.
Yeah, it's very creamy.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, it sticks to your mouth, to everything.
Yeah, that's good.
But the burn, like that high proof burn, just lingers with this. Like, it stays with the tongue, it stays in the gums, the teeth.
Yeah. Oh, I want to do that swish thing that you taught me last week or whenever we did it.
A couple weeks ago. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to have to take my jacket off. Like, this is.
Melissa's getting the meat sweats.
All right. Here's some tasting notes.
Yeah.
Through the teeth is good.
Yeah.
Yep. Caramel and peanut brittle jump out at me at first.
That was the toffee piece.
Yep. Fruit skins like plum and raspberry. Thicker viscous aroma that oozes out of the glass like a Luxardo cherry juice.
Oh my God.
There you go.
Yep. A platter of oat lifts up molasses and leather.
Leather. Okay.
I don't get leather at all.
I get leather, but the dryness.
Right now.
The dryness, yeah.
But that, yeah, because it's different than tannins from wine. It's not that. It's a different kind of dryness.
Yeah.
Palate, from the get-go, I taste dark plum, blackberry, and raspberry pie. Creamy caramel and sugar cookie proliferate on another sip. A churro with a dash of sweet cinnamon and brown sugar graces the palate on the linger.
Oh my Jesus. God.
It's almost like we know what we're doing.
Yeah, right. Finally, on the third go, I find some real heft and proof.
Yeah. Well, I didn't
You
get
got
on.
The proof on the third sip?
Well.
Like, as I'm choking on the floor, it's fine. Like, I feel like I could take my nail polish off with that stuff, but it's good to drink.
I'm not adding saline to this. I just like this as it is.
I agree.
I want it the way it is. I feel like that will oversweeten it.
Well, that, and I feel like it would definitely move it more towards, like, the salted caramel, which is not bad, but you're already getting that tone from it anyway, so.
Yeah, this is really fucking good.
Yeah, that's, and this is all just training for when we go to Bourbon Country.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, so speaking of that. I'm thinking, I don't have the connections that dude and Tyler and Jason C and those guys have down there, but I'm thinking, and I said something to Liz last night, I'm thinking about doing just a quarterly trip. So whoever wants to go, I mean, with, you know, our approval, obviously, but whoever wants to go. We just go down, get an Airbnb, maybe, or just make a day trip. It's only 3 hours.
It would be so fun. You're bringing Liz, right? You said Liz?
I told Liz I wanted to do
Liz,
this.
Please come on.
I mean, I'm sure she would, but I'm thinking, like, literally rent a van, drive down, just like we do with the Bourbon Hunters trip. We rent a fucking 15-passenger van and go down, and 10 of us go down.
Do we show up in Buckhorn Podcast t-shirts so they know we're legit, and then maybe we get free shit?
I don't know. No. No one's going to give you any free shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to know people to get the free shit. I don't know all the peoples.
We don't know the peoples yet.
Yet.
So
I'm a charmer.
But I'm thinking, like...
And coming from... Sounds sexist as hell, but coming from a woman, they'll be like, oh, you do a bourbon podcast?
You like the whiskeys? I made a comment with... what was her name? Here last week. Randy's friend. I'm like, oh...
Hey.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Alyssa? Allie?
Allie?
Fuck.
I don't remember.
I'm terrible.
Horrible with names. But I said, she's a woman who drinks whiskey, and women don't like whiskey.
Yeah. Women do like whiskey.
Not a lot.
No.
I wish more did.
Well, it's aggressive.
Liz being one.
It's aggressive, and it's taken me a while. Like, Mike's been having me sip his bourbons and whiskeys for a long time, because my first experience was not a good one. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, you were already hungover.
Super hungover.
Hair of the dog is perfect.
No. This was all the Bushmills. All of them.
Was it Bushmills or was it Jameson?
It was Bushmills, wasn't it? It was the...
Middleton...
Well, we should talk about how drunk I was the night before.
Very.
Because that was...
Was that?
That was the one where I was like, shh, and like tiptoeing. Oh, yeah,
that was your birthday.
Oh, good God.
It was your birthday, and we just went through like bartending for dummies and found the most ridiculous shots that
they were making me drink trash. And of course, you know, I was drinking
2020.
It. Oh, like.
No, like sleeping with an alligator.
Oh, like Midori. I was vomiting Midori.
Sex on the beach, cum shots.
Yeah.
All of those.
Blowjobs.
All of those. Like the redheaded sluts and, oh.
Buttery nipples.
All that. That was in there too.
Little beer.
It was just the whole party, and then the whole party left multiple times. They just kept leaving, and then the next day
and then they kept coming back.
And you know, I'm a bartender.
Sex with an alligator.
So the next day it was like, oh yeah, that's right, we're having our Bushmills tasting, and it was not good.
Pineapple juice, melon liqueur, so Midori, Malibu, Razzmatazz, and Jaeger.
Jesus.
And that was just one.
I was fine up until Jaeger.
That was just one shots. Like, there were so many.
That looks like someone shit in a glass.
Like, had I not vomited, I probably would have ended up in the hospital.
That's awful. That looks awful.
Yeah, I drove you home.
That was the first time you told me that you loved me, was the next morning when I'm throwing up in the toilet.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds about like Liz and I.
So...
Except I was the one who was drunk. We were living in Reynolds. I'm like, I love you.
We were living in Reynoldsburg.
You were living in Reynoldsburg. I wasn't there yet.
I was living in Reynoldsburg. And I took her home. I stopped at Giant Eagle to buy her Gatorade and like soup and water. And I came back out to my truck and I get in. And she goes, hi. And I was like, you threw up. She was like, twice.
And I was good for like 10 minutes and then I was not good again.
And then, yeah, she got home and just like.
Puke and rally. Ugh.
So like got her in bed.
Shedding like vomit clothes.
I took all her clothes, washed them, stayed up until they were washed, threw them in the dryer, and then went to bed.
Ooh.
And then the next morning I'm literally like vomiting everywhere. And he's like, oh, I think I'm
And I was
you.
Taking a bath.
You were. It was such a weird
romance.
That's right.
Love.
And
awesome.
Then a couple hours later it's a Bushmills tasting. So my introduction to
Irish whiskey
was not a pleasant start.
No,
she got to the Middleton. She was like, I can't. I'm like, well, I'll take that.
I can.
I will take that off of your hands.
Yeah.
It's not good. So that's
I've come a long way.
You have.
And that was delightful.
Liz still won't. She's like, ah, like she took a sip of the bourbon or the bacon bourbon and beautiful, whatever it is. And she's like, that I could probably drink. I'm like, Give me another one.
I feel like that first drink we had today, Liz probably would like.
She would probably like that. What she doesn't like and what she says is, I don't like the taste of the whiskey. It's not the whiskey she's tasting.
Yeah.
It's the alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She might have a hard time with this one because it was so heavy on the alcohol.
Yeah, so
like that ethanol
the drink I had last night.
A bitch slap.
the person who was really excited that we were going to Rouge, she was like, I don't like whiskey, but I had the best drink there, and that was the Malabar Old Fashioned. That didn't taste like whiskey.
No, it didn't. It was, I tried to sip, and I'm like, oh, that is so up your alley. I really wanted the red wine.
Yeah. Like, well, I took a sip of it, and I literally got chills.
He did. It was an experience. I had to step back a minute.
So the drink that I had last night was almost like a sour.
Interesting. So lemon, lemon and bacon.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit, yeah.
Grapefruit
lemon
shrub.
Lemon and bacon. I'm going to have to think about
grapefruit and grapefruit and bacon.
Okay, so that's better.
Shrub is a generally vinegar-based, and then like fruit juices or herbal essences, things like that.
Yeah, so it was a grapefruit shrub, Larceny, which is a weeded whiskey, which I'm not a huge fan of, but it was good.
We have Larceny, don't we? Or we've had? Or
I don't think we have Larceny.
It's really familiar.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we do. Up
you
there.
Got a bottle right there.
Yeah,
vindicated. Vindicated.
It's right above the middle finger.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I just feel like that was really appropriate that I remembered that, but you didn't. As we're learning more about
typical
ADHD.
Typical.
It's good.
I don't know what I have in my.
That's fine.
I mean, because I have bottles that are just kind of set back, and I'm like, I know I have this, but I don't know. I don't know how many bottles.
I don't know
Buffalo Trace I have.
I don't know all the stuff that he has, but is Larceny like a? Is it a bar or like? I feel like we've been like, I don't know. You
it's a Heaven Hill product.
You would take me places, and be like, yeah, I got to pick up the bottle that I won or that I was allowed to buy or all that.
That's exactly it.
It could have been a Cal's Pick at one point.
That might be a Cow's Pick. I don't remember.
So
I feel like that's where we got it from. But
I was thinking about joining Cow's because it's what, $150 a year, or $400 a year, like once every so many years.
Yeah. So
if you
spend the $400, you get to go on one of the barrel pick excursions.
So, and I was thinking, like, $150 a year. That's like $12 a month.
What do you get for the $150 a year?
The option to,
buy barrels.
So wait a minute.
Hold on. You get the option to buy bottles. Plus, they have their monthly
meeting.
Okay, so you're paying to get to go to a meeting, and you're paying to get to buy more bottles. All right.
Yes. That's usually how whiskey clubs work. Okay. So they.
So in order to get these barrel picks, they have to buy the barrel up front,
and it has to go through OHLQ.
So it's. That's a process, and the barrels can cost upwards of like $10,000 to $15,000, depending on what it is. There are some that are certainly less expensive, but like the bigger name distilleries, barrel picks are super expensive. I just saw a whole thing about Total Wine, which I could get into about them. But
yeah, they're basing it off of a somewhat discounted price per bottle.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's, if you got like a 53-gallon barrel, you're going to yield about 200 and some bottles out of that barrel.
And so because you have helped pay into the club, you get the option to buy the bottle, but probably not at the price that you would have had to have bought it not been part of the club.
Well, no, because it's exclusive to the club.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Nobody else in the public gets to, that's a one-off bottle that nobody else will
unless
have.
It's like Unicorn Tears that wasn't that great.
I mean,
and
frankly,
then they open it up to the public.
I get it, because I kind of wish they had something similar with Louis Vuittons, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I'm in the Louis Vuitton club.
Yeah, I would love to be in a Louis Vuitton club. Hey, you have girls on the show for a reason, and that was...
Yeah, I'm fine with
there
that.
There you go. Yeah. There was my contribution for the show.
But the... I was also thinking about getting in on the Mash and Journey.
Mash and Drum.
And the Mash and Drum, but they only have one tier open, and it's $10 a month.
Yeah.
Sounds like a song on an album.
Right.
Mash and Drum.
Well, he's a drummer. Jason is. He plays the drums, and there's the Mash, which is the mash bill for all of the whiskeys. And
yep.
So.
The mash that you could give to your chickens?
Yeah.
Could.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dry it out and feed it to them. Get them drunk.
That was really good. I enjoyed that.
That's good. We can do some more of that. Yeah. Or we're...
That was good.
What are we at?
Like 45 minutes. Because we did like 4 minutes worth of ASMR eating.
Which we're going to cut out because no one needs to hear.
But yeah, we could do just another pour of that and just talk shit about people. Or
I'm looking see what other high proof stuff I have.
You've got that Old Forester up there. The single barrel's a high proof. The Ezra Brooks.
That's a higher proof.
Is a higher proof.
Yellowstone, which is 57.
Somewhat higher proof. What
else? So then do you double that for, so it's 114?
Yeah, it's 115 proof.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, and.
Yes, and.
You've got the, you still got the Middle West Bourbon Hunters, but I will not.
Oh, that's, she's never had that.
That it's so good, but it's there. There's not many bottles left of that ever anywhere. Yeah. Like, dude, I think
so
has
you,
a bottle.
So wait, what I'm hearing is I'm not worth it?
No. I'm not,
is that what I'm picking up?
Not worth it yet. It's
as my husband scurries to go get it because he's like, oh shit, I'm in trouble. Oh shit, I'm in trouble.
It's really good. Like, so you got half a bottle. Holy shit.
Yeah. All That's right. a special occasion bourbon.
What's the special occasion?
You get to
You've
try
never
it.
Never tried it.
Okay. Yay.
Water, water.
Everywhere, but not a drop to drink.
I have water if you. Oh, in the glass. Oh, so it's that fancy that we're.
You got to rinse. So Middle West Spirits and the Bourbon Hunters podcast, they did Bourbon Hunters Dude and Brett. Tyler wasn't a part of this.
Jesus, is that a new level of pretension that I must do? Okay.
It could be. You just roll it. I'm going to swirl.
Rolling.
Okay. They went down and did a pick 3 years ago, I think, at Middle West Spirits. And this has got to be one of the best bottles.
We are huge fans of Middle West.
That has come out of Middle West Spirits. Like, I don't know who was on the pick. I wasn't invited to go.
I'm so excited about this.
But.
Because I was.
No,
I wasn't.
I'm going to let you pour because it's your bottle and I don't want to over pour something. Because I know that it's not available anymore. So, and you don't have to match it up to yours.
Yes, I do.
Oh, but he is.
I know he is. He doesn't have to. I wouldn't match it. I'd be like, this is what you get.
I was about to say. We believe
clearly.
We believe in equality in this house.
That's right.
I do, too, unless it's something that's super rare to get.
It's so good.
And this has been open forever.
Yeah.
So it's had time to just open up.
Oh, man. That's just like brown sugar.
It is.
Brown sugar, butter.
That's like... brown sugar, it's cinnamon raisin.
And this
toast.
Is also
praline.
Really, how proof is this? What's the proof?
126.
Okay,
I believe
this is also pretty high.
Yep.
Okay.
125.1. So 62%.
I was close.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like 62%.
And I was actually supposed to make a trip down the Middle West Friday, but that got canceled. Some things came up. But I'm going down this week at some point to pick up barrels.
There it went.
Yep. That's so good.
That's so good.
Yeah, I'm clear.
This is
delightful.
One of my favorite.
And that's the thing. Like I was talking to one of the guys at Middle West at one point when they did an OHLQ release. Middle West did an OHLQ release. It was like I think it was a 126 proof barrel. I have it. And I was just like, this needs to be more of a thing. Like,
yeah,
these high proofs that you guys have, they need to be more of a thing. Like, in the OHLQ bottle, the OHLQ does a horrible fucking job of bottle picks and barrel picks. But the Middle West Spirit one that they did is really fucking good. We did it here.
Did we?
I think so. Because Randy brought the bottle, and I'm like, well, we'll just fucking do it. And... Middle West needs to do more of this. Maybe I'll say something to him when I'm down there picking up the barrels.
I'm just saying I'm well worth this pour.
Next week. But yeah.
It's really good.
You're worth it.
Thank you. I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh,
you're
that's
worth
so
it.
So good.
Let's be clear. I know.
Butterscotch.
Yeah.
It's really good.
It's not overly viscous, but it's not under viscous. It is.
I wouldn't want to put salt in this either.
No, nope. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's a great
fucking bottle.
Perfect pour.
Yep. Yeah. You don't make a cocktail with this. You don't add ice to this. You just.
Actually, a little bit of water in this
is
fantastic.
I was thinking a couple little drops.
Just a drop of water really does change it up a lot and makes it.
But I wouldn't want to do the salt.
Excellent.
Okay. Whee! Put the salt. I mean, with the water.
Yeah, with just straight water in it, it just...
More ethanol on the nose, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying not to cough into the mic.
I need to get cough buttons. You just hit a button and you... Although it'll get picked up on my mic or Mike's mic, but... Your nose is turning red.
Is it?
So good.
It's like a 1920s alcoholic cartoon. Oh, it's over here.
Really, W.C. Fields.
That's delightful.
It's so good, though. Like, it... My nose is fucking brown from just my nose being so far up Middle West's fucking ass. Like, it's so good.
All right.
Like, I can't put into words, so I'm going to do interpretive dance about how well and how much I like this.
I'm really excited that we're here for the interpretive dance.
Wacky inflatable waving arms guy.
Yeah. I mean, we're on video, so I can do that now. You don't have to describe it, but it's the best. Like,
so now try it after that, because the fat.
Fat and the salt.
Now, we could do... I wouldn't want to do it with this, but we could use one of their other bourbons and make a fat washed out of it.
I have to breathe through my nose after taking a sip of this, because if I breathe through my mouth, I will cough.
It burns.
It burns.
It's just the ethanol. It's just real.
It's there.
But not like the one that we just had before this, the Booker's.
The Booker's.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's different.
Yeah.
The ethanol level is different.
But they're about the same percentage.
Yeah.
They're probably a proof and a half.
Yeah. You get it right
two
here.
Two proofs. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, I got it here, but the Booker's I got here really hardcore. This one I do feel a little bit more here.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. Like, I like their gin. I like their whiskeys. I am just a huge fan of Middle
West. And I think they are still doing... Horse Soldier. So Horse Soldier is, for some reason, I want to say they're out of Florida. But they're a distillery that I'm pretty sure Middle West does their distilling for. So they're doing project distilling, essentially, or for other companies, which is fucking amazing. And they just opened a new facility on Alum Creek, right off of 70.
Oh.
Huge.
Middle West?
Huge.
Yeah.
You can see, like, so when,
nice.
when you're driving downtown, if you look off to the left before you get to the Alum Creek exit, you'll see the column still up in the air. It's
because I was about to ask, like, if we went to Bourbon Country, like, where are they? Because
Middle West is Ohio.
Cool.
They're here in Columbus.
Yeah, this is really good.
They have a bottle shop downtown, just outside of the Short North, and then they have
And a restaurant attached to it. Like a bar attached to it.
I mean, that sounds like a date night to me.
And then they have, the facility is on Alum Creek. They bought a building down there, renovated that building, which is where I'll go to get my barrels.
I mean, does my dad have a bottle of Middle West? Because I feel like I'd be a really good daughter to get him a bottle of this.
I don't know that he does.
Your dad just drinks scotch, though.
My dad is
an equal opportunity alcohol drinker.
I am not.
He drinks liquor as long as it's wet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He'd actually be pretty fun to have on the show, too.
The Lancaster Santa Claus.
Santa. Yeah. Yeah, this is, I feel
a
like...
A Christmas episode would be fucking
I wanted to do that this year.
God. Yeah. We could do Christmas in July.
We could.
Well, we could.
Yeah, I want to have your dad on.
He's fun. He's fun.
Well, it's like when I take the girls to, well, Harley just recently found out about Santa, and I say just recently, right before Christmas.
Aww.
No, it was fine. She was like, I think I told the story before, but we were watching Elf, and she got up and ran out of the room crying.
Aww.
And I'm like,
because she put two and two together.
Well, she put a couple things together, which we as parents fucked up. So, because you have Santa wrapping paper.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But the Santa paper, we didn't realize, got stuck in the garage right by the garage door, like walking in and out.
Bum, bum, bum.
We never realized it, but it got stuck there. Well, Harley she picked it up immediately.
Because she's smart.
And she's a hell of a lot smarter than I am. And so then we're watching Elf, and she like runs out. I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, nothing. Nothing's wrong. I'm like, you're crying. Something's wrong. Well, finally I got out. She's like, Santa's not real, and my life is a lie.
That was the appropriate level. And yes.
I said, what do you mean? She goes, I know that you and mommy are Santa Claus. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
No, we're not.
No, trust me. It's just your mom.
It's not.
Right?
Trust me. Mom makes Christmas happen.
Yeah. And I'm just like, no, that's not the case. And she goes, yes, it is. She goes, because I saw the Santa wrapping paper by the garage door. And I'm like, what Santa wrapping? She's like, the Santa. Like,
and to my point, yeah. Mom's making
it. Well, I'm just trying to play dumb at this point. You. And I'm like, what? And she's like, I saw the Santa wrapping paper by the front door or by the garage door. And then, you know, we're watching Elf, and then it just clicked. And I'm like, okay, here's the deal. I said, the spirit of Christmas is Santa. I said, your mom and I are helpers. We help facilitate the gifts that you get. Da, 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 da. And went through the whole thing. She goes, nuh-uh, you're buying everything on Amazon.
Because she's smart.
And I'm like, okay. So maybe the person isn't real, but the spirit of Christmas is.
It is.
I said, and that is what Santa is, and I explained it that way. And she's like, okay. She goes, that means Chris doesn't move. Chris would be her elf on a shelf. I fucking hate that thing, and now I don't have to move it anymore. She goes, you mean to tell me that I could have touched him the entire time and nothing would have? He's just a stuffed animal? I'm like, he's always been a stuffed animal.
That's so cute that she hung on to that until 11.
And though. I said, the fact that you even believe that he moved, what's that say about you?
That's on you.
She goes, yeah, he is a stuffed animal.
Oh, that's really a cute story.
So then she would start moving Chris around the house.
Yeah.
So.
Well, with my dad being Lancaster Santa.
But, well, that's what I was leading to. Like, so with your dad being the Lancaster Santa and doing photos with Cheyenne, because we do photos with Cheyenne every year.
And that's one of the, you'd be like, I know that guy.
And I walk in there and I'm like, hey, Santa. Mike? I got a bottle for you. I'm going to take it to Mike's house because I'll see him tomorrow. All right, you do that, ho, 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 just so that the kids don't know that we're having a conversation about whiskey.
The best thing ever is when he drives around Lancaster on his motorcycle dressed as Santa, and I'll show, there'll be pictures of him on Lancaster in the know. I'll be like, that's my dad. And like, as the daughter of Santa, I take it very seriously.
I would too.
Yes.
Well, as we're walking in, because his Harley was out back of Cheyenne's building, Harley goes, who rode their motorcycle? And I'm like,
that's an Iron Reindeer.
I went, Santa did. And she's like, what? I'm like, Santa rides a Harley.
Yep.
She goes, what? I'm like, Harley? Yes. Santa rides a Harley. Gosh. She goes, oh my God. She is not named after Harley Davidson. She's named after Harley Quinn.
Okay.
From Batman.
I mean, our kids are named after the twins from Boondock Saints. Yeah, so.
Which they're coming out with another one, apparently.
Are they?
That's been a rumor for both. Did Norman put something out then?
Yeah. It was from like some cinema screening like Facebook page. Like it just showed up the other day on like as a suggested post you may like.
Right. There's a new Alien coming out that looks fucking killer good.
They can continue to do Alien and Prometheus movies
forever
based on just the premise of Aliens.
Yeah, I agree.
So
that was really good.
That's really good. Yeah, it's Middle West, fantastic. Yes, if you
can do a tour, we'll figure out a time to do a tour and that then go really to dinner. Good.
Yeah, if your dad has a bottle, get him a bottle. If he doesn't, get him a bottle.
Yes. Yes.
Like their pumpernickel rye is fantastic. Their wheat, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And their bourbon, fucking great.
So like I really like the Middle West. And then there was one that we did during the St. Patrick's Day show that I also really, really liked.
That was the Teeling.
Yeah, I will trust you to remember that.
That was the Irish
whiskey. That
was the
show that just went out.
Yeah, the Irish whiskey that is aged in rum barrels.
Yeah.
That was really good. This might have just hit the top of my list, though. That was. Yes,
but unfortunately, that is never available again.
Yeah. Darn it.
Whatever Mike has left is what he has left.
Okay.
So. And he's playing with it like a cat. Mm-hmm. So.
Okay.
All right. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. For Mike and Melissa, I'm Martel.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.